Iraq's information minister, Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf, told reporters in Baghdad that air raids hit a customs office, empty buildings for Iraqi TV, and at least two civilian suburbs. He said one Iraqi citizen was martyred and a number of others wounded. Speaking through an interpreter, he accused President Bush of a crime against humanity in ordering the attack.
The legal description for these cowards and these invaders, they are mercenaries and war criminals. This is the real description for these people, the rulers of the United States and the rulers of Britain.
NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. Not exactly the massive bombardment some had been predicting. How did it seem on your end?
Well, it woke me up at about 5:30. I heard jets overhead, and then anti-aircraft gunners opened up and sirens wailed. I haven't seen any evidence of bombing, at least not from where I am. As you say, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein appeared about 3 hours later. He had a military uniform on, a black beret, and a break with the norm, because he's usually very dapper. He actually wore glasses, and compared to his television appearances of the past few days, I have to say he looked pretty awful. He looked puffy. He didn't look himself. But to fend off rumors he'd been killed, he specifically mentioned the date, March 20th, so that it would be clear this had not been pre-recorded.
Any surprises in that speech from Saddam Hussein?
I think the surprising thing was that it was quite short, especially by Saddam's usual standards. He tends to go on. But the contents were pretty predictable. As you heard, he pledged victory, and as now is his wont, he laced his remarks with several Islamic references, calling this a holy war against the infidels. Of late, I have to say, Iraqi officials have been aiming their remarks at the Arab world, whose reaction so far has disappointed them. At the end, he called for jihad, concluding with the phrase, "Long live Iraq and the Palestinians," once again linking his fight against the United States to the fate of the Palestinians.
Does Baghdad look like a city at war?
It's a ghost town. It doesn't look like a city at war. It's just bizarre. There's almost no traffic. The stores are shuttered. The only people on the streets are armed members of the Ba'athist Party. They're immediately identifiable by green military-style uniforms. People are scared, considering reports they'd heard about a massive initial assault. I mean, they're a little relieved it wasn't as bad as they'd feared, but they add cautiously so far. And, you know, after the bursts of anti-aircraft gunfire this morning, everybody's waiting. You know, it's been quiet, it's sort of eerily quiet, and they're waiting to see what happens next.
Iraq says there were some civilian casualties. You know anything about that?
No, I can't confirm that, but journalists have been taken on buses as I speak to the apparent site. Clearly, the Iraqis want to wage a public relations campaign from here to isolate the United States and Britain, providing ammunition for those around the world who are opposed to the war. The information minister came out pretty quickly this morning and spoke to journalists, and he was pretty vitriolic. He called the American president the criminal little Bush and said reports that the U.S. had targeted top Iraqi officials prove that President Bush and British Prime Minister Blair are killers. So this is the kind of talk we can expect from here.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.